This podcast was made available to you by Wishik Enterprises, helping artists create a presence on the web at www.wishek.com.
Talk to me.
Welcome to Shutterbug Magazine Radio with your host, Jack Warren.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jack, the voice of photographers. This segment of the show is brought to you by CameraPrices.com. Your resource for anything camera-related, go to CameraPrices.com. Today, Catherine Jameson, who's on our show, is a writer, photographer, retired business executive, and mother of two college-age children, is going to talk to us about her new book, Create Your Own Photo Blog. One of the original members of CompuServe back before the WWW, Catherine has always been interested in the concept of communication without border and has kept a series of sites and blogs and online journals over the years. In the mid-90s, two major events happened about at the same time. Catherine was diagnosed with a serious illness and Kodak introduced the first affordable digital camera to the consumer market. On the way home from the doctor's office, she stopped to buy a camera and here we are. Well, Utata, Catherine's personal site located at CatherineJameson.com, variously named over the years, has won a variety of awards and recognition, including being named by Forbes magazine in 2004 as one of the 5 best photo blogs on the Internet. Her book, Create Your Own Photo Blog, was released by Wiley & Sons in April of 2006, and another digital portrait, photography, and lighting book is due out in the fall. It's also published by Wiley. And as an active member of Flickr online photo sharing community, Catherine is the founder of the popular Flickr group called Utata. And you can find it by going to utata.org. It operates under the banner Tribal Photography. Utata.org aims to provide a platform for interested photographers to showcase their work and to maybe go pro and brag about their accomplishments. Well, anyway, welcome to the show, Catherine. And can you tell us why photography is your chosen medium?
Hi, Jack. I actually always tell everybody it's because I can't paint, or I can't paint fast enough.
That's my reason, too.
You know, actually, it's a fairly common answer, it would seem.
Yeah. Well, why did you decide to go pro?
Do you know, it happened by accident. I started to publish photography on my blog, and I got a few offers to do a few things. It started out, I think the first one was a portrait sitting, and then it just sort of snowballed from there. I never set out to go pro. It just sort of happened.
Well, your photography is certainly beautiful. I want to thank you for sending some over to put on my site, Photomall, today, FOTOMALL.com, if you want to see some of Catherine's work besides her own site and some of the shots we're going to talk about a little bit here today at Photomall. Just go to Photomall and go down to the Hall of Fame gallery, and she's located in the gallery there. On these images that you have, I mean, obviously photography is a passion of yours and you've already gone pro, but tell me, what was the most difficult part of going pro?
It was having the confidence, I think, to respect my own work enough to expect other people to respect it on a professional level.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's when you see some of the work that's out there that's so amazing and wonderful, it's very hard to believe that you can do something like that.
Well, your work is amazing and wonderful. I'm just looking at some of the shots that you've provided here, and I find it fascinating. You talk about without borders, and yet all your work is bordered.
Isn't that funny? Yeah. That's one of my little quirks. I think everything looks better with white space.
It looks great. I find one of the pictures kind of I'm drawn to is this sort of target picture. Tell us a little about that.
You know, I just like the graphic appeal. I think it's so often we add a lot of context to our photographs,
mm-hmm.
and I actually like to remove context.
It's actually like a dartboard, isn't it?
It is. It's actually hanging in my office wall, and I throw those darts at it all the time. I don't get them like that very often.
All in the center. Bullseye.
Bullseye.
Well, that brings up a question. What kind of photos do you think make... Well, let's take the subject of blogs first. Can you tell me the difference? What's the difference between a blog and a website? Is there any?
Do you know what? I honestly don't know, except for maybe a website would have more than maybe one author, or would have more departments or more, you know, sections, mm-hmm. whereas a blog really is the personal publication of an individual.
Do you think there's more text on a blog? Is that why blogs maybe became more well-known for their text?
I think they started out that way. Mine certainly did. It started as a text blog. Mm-hmm. And then when, you know, digital photography became available, I moved into pictures. And really it morphed from more text and little pictures. And now it's mostly pictures with a little text.
Yeah. And I love the pictures, too. Go ahead.
No, I think I was done answering.
Okay. Well, basically what I wanted to ask you is, what kind of pictures do you think really make it work well?
Oh, goodness. You know, there's anything that's obviously well taken or has a very good center of interest. I find that's what is most appealing on my site are the graphic images, those things without a lot of context or which have a very high graphic appeal, a lot of contrast in color or shape or texture.
Do you promote your blog? I mean, obviously, one of the ways to promote it is by writing a book about blogging. But are there other ways, coming on radio shows? I'm trying to give people some ideas. How would you promote your blog?
I would say that the most important thing to do is to get involved in the community. Mm-hmm. It's attention begets attention. If you go around and visit other blogs and you find people who you like and you admire and respect and leave them comments, very often they'll come back and look at yours, and if your work is good, mm-hmm. They'll come back again, or they'll make a link to you on their blog. Flickr's another wonderful opportunity for people to see your work, and my site gets a lot of hits from Flickr. Mm-hmm. People come there from Flickr sites, so I think promoting it is mostly making yourself visible.
Yeah, I think that's really true in just about every aspect of photography, whether, you know, you put your work in a gallery or you put it in a shop for sale. I mean, the more places it's seen, the more opportunities you have for business. And I was going to ask you, when people looked at your blog, do you get business from, I mean, does somebody look at a photo and say, gee, I want to hire her?
You know, I got all my business through my blog. I, to this day, I don't keep an ad in the phone book or anything like that. I just never need it to. So I think that people can definitely get work from their blogs. Sam at Top Left Pixel at Daily Dose of Imagery, he gets work fairly frequently. His stuff is shown in galleries and whatnot. I think it's a case of, like you say, if the people come, you'll get, if you have enough people come, you will certainly have some people in that group who are buyers, who are, know someone who will be a buyer or needs a photography service.
Build it and they will come, and
you know,
if they like what they see, then you got work.
Well, it's true, and it's building it is the first part, and if you put things on it that are interesting to people, then they'll come back.
Well, what do you think the most common reason is that people do start a blog? I mean, it's fine for those of us who are in business, but, I mean, why do other people start a blog?
Well, you know how when you were a kid and you came running home with your stuff from grade school and you insisted your mother put it on the refrigerator door?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's us grown up.
Ah.
I think people like to share their work. I think people like to take pride in it. They like other people to respond to it. And I think my situation is probably fairly common. My kids are like, oh, yeah, my mom, she takes pictures or something. Because, you know, the audience is not necessarily in your own immediate environment. So I think people like to share because they're proud of what they've done. And people who, photography particularly, because you can make good photographs without a lot of training or experience or some of the skills that would need to go into, say, painting or sculpting or something. So I think people start blogs because they want to show off their cool stuff.
They just want to show off their cool stuff, just mm-hmm. like when they were kids.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Well, why did you decide to write a book about it?
Well, they asked me. because, you know what, I actually honestly do believe everybody should have a blog or a personal sort of soapbox somewhere where they can say, you know, stick the stuff in the refrigerator door and say, here's what I did today.
Well, you know, that's kind of why I do this radio show. They asked me. So I get the, the
yeah.
feeling there.
You know? Yeah, sometimes the opportunities are just there and you do yeah. them because they're there.
Yeah. Well, how different is the work that you do for your clients professionally from the work you do for your photo blog?
You know, that's a really hard question because I have a variety of clients. I do some work for ad agencies and whatnot, so I do stock work. I also do portraiture. But I would say the primary difference is that I don't actually think a lot about how it's going to be received when I make it for my blog or my own personal use. That's sort of my own personal creativity. When I'm working for clients, you need to do what they want you to do.
Is a weblog, I mean, when we talk about blogs and you actually type it in on the computer, is it any different than, you know, photomall.com? Or are there any other different URLs, or is it just normal URL? It's just a different URL that you're going to.
For an individual personal photo blog?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just individual URLs. I think there are people who use services like Flickr as photo blog type activities where they'll post daily and some people put long descriptions, and that serves the same purpose. But I think there's a kind of a specialness about having your own real estate.
Now, Flickr, is that a web hosting company? I know I use Wishik.com as my hosting company. Is that what Flickr is?
Flickr is a photo hosting company. Yes, they provide hosting or storage services for it's got 2 million members now. When I started writing the book, there were 500,000 members.
Wow!
And when I finished, there were 2 million.
Wow, we're a little behind here at 1.3 million, but that's okay.
but it's just an unbelievable growth, and I think that has to do with the 2 million cameras that were sold last year.
Well, stick around with us. I have a few more questions. When we come back, we're going to be speaking more with Catherine Jamieson about how to create your own photo blog. You're listening to the Shutterbug Magazine Radio Show right here on WS Radio.
Are you overwhelmed with all the choices for buying a digital camera? Do your eyes glaze over when reading about resolution and removable media? Well, BetterPhoto.com can help with our unique digital camera calculator. You can find your ideal digital camera in 5 minutes or less. You don't have to know squat about megapixels, histograms, or any other techno-geek features. Just click on a series of pictures so we know the kinds of photos you want to take. And in just a few seconds, you'll get an unbiased list of different digital cameras that'll be perfect for you and your budget. And we'll tell you exactly why we picked those specific cameras from the over 800 cameras in our database. You'll be absolutely sure you're getting exactly the camera you want. And best of all, it's free. Wouldn't you rather be taking pictures instead of researching cameras? Let our digital camera calculator take the frustration out of buying a digital camera. Visit BetterPhoto.com now.
If you want to stop eBay shoppers dead in their tracks with attention-getting photos, check out the Deflector from SharpPix.com. The Deflector is a portable studio for product photography that resembles a large briefcase. It unfolds into a tabletop background stand with an integrated reflective background that gives you web-quality pictures with your own digital camera. You get an even white background without hassle and without hours of editing. Your items will look like they're floating in air, just like the glossy photos you see in Premier mail-order catalogs. The Deflector is your own personal photo studio designed to work with a flash as the main light source. Eye-catching pictures can skyrocket your sales on eBay. And now, with the Deflector, your products will stand out from the rest. And at a fraction of the cost and none of the headaches of hiring a professional photographer. Here's your secret weapon to outsell the competition. Finally, web-quality photography for the rest of us. Go to SharpPix.com. That's SharpPix.com.
CameraPrices.com has reviews, ratings, and prices on digital cameras, memory cards, lenses, and other camera gear. It's a popular website among photographers, students, small business owners, and parents. Anyone who wants to save time and money. Don't waste hours browsing dozens of websites to find the best deal. Visit CameraPrices.com and find what you're looking for and where to buy. It's easy. Just search by price, brand, or other common specs and find your gear in minutes. Before you buy, read our store ratings, which are bias-free because they're written by consumers just like you. Now you can compare store ratings, reviews, and prices to get the best deal from a trustworthy store. And here's a popular feature for those on a budget. Use our price drop alert. It's free. Just tell us the lowest price you want to pay. The moment the price drops within your budget, we'll email you the details. This service alone can save shoppers hundreds of dollars daily. Next time you think of buying camera gear, visit CameraPrices.com.
If you want eBay shoppers to stop clicking and start drooling over your items on your eBay auction or eBay store, take a look at Photo Studio in a Box at WSRadioMall.com. Photo Studio in a Box is a complete solution for people who aren't photographers. You'll shoot breathtaking photos that will give your eBay sales a kick in the pants. Your photos will come to life with vibrant color. They'll be crisp, clear, and without shadows. They'll have the same look and feel as photos you see on websites of major corporations. All you need is a digital camera, because Photo Studio in a Box is a complete solution. It comes in two sizes and includes lights, light tent, camera stand, and a carrying case. It's small, lightweight, and easy to set up anywhere. In just minutes, you can set up and start taking professional quality photos that will grab the eyeballs of eBay shoppers and leave your competitors fighting for the leftovers. Go to WSRadioMall.com and check out Photo Studio in a Box. That's WSRadioMall.com.
On behalf of our WS Radio hosts, we encourage you to log on to our WS Radio Mall. It's a virtual mall stocked full of special offers and savings you won't find anywhere else. We have something for everyone. Tools to start or grow your business, services that will improve your mind, body, and soul, and unique products created just for the WS Radio Mall. Simply log on to WSRadioMall.com and stroll down the many stores we now have open. All products and services you see are from our WS Radio hosts, partners, and advertisers, so you know that what you see is what you'll get. The WS Radio Mall is also a featured eBay store. WS Radio has been an eBay seller since 1999, and we're proud of our 7-year track record. Take a moment and visit WSRadioMall.com for a unique shopping experience, and check back frequently as the mall is opening new stores all the time. That's www.WSRadioMall.com.
Talk to me.
Information, news, and entertainment on demand.
Talk, talk to me.
Welcome back to Shutterbug Magazine Radio with your host, Jack Warren.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jack Warren, the voice of photographers. We're speaking with Catherine, who has a camera, but her name is Catherine Jameson, with a brand new book out from Wiley Publications called Create Your Own Photo Blog. Catherine, welcome back. And why do you think blogging has become popular?
Because it gives people who wouldn't normally have a public voice a public voice.
And people who don't have an otherwise place to display photography?
Right, absolutely. I mean, it's your own place and you can do whatever you like with it, display the things that appeal to you. I mean, it's a lot of power in a strange kind of way.
Yeah, well, what do you think, or why should a person have, what do you think they should put on the photo blog, and why should a person have a photo blog?
Well, I think they should put on it what appeals to them, because I think that is what will appeal to their natural audience. I mean, everybody, for everything that somebody likes, there are other people out there who like the same thing. So I think that you really have to stay true to yourself and not try to make popular pictures, if you know what I mean,
mm-hmm.
but to make those which appeal to you, because they'll be the best ones. And so I think you need to put on it what suits you. That's why the real power and joy of it. And I think everybody should have one, because I think everybody should have their own space to their own refrigerator door to show off their stuff.
And one person's junk is another person's treasure.
Absolutely.
So you'll find somebody out there who appreciates the same things that you appreciate.
I'm not allowed to go to flea markets to sell things anymore, because I come home with more things than, and it's absolutely true. Everybody has their own niche, I guess.
Well, what future projects do you have on the books for yourself?
Well, I have this second book coming out in the fall on portrait photography, which I'm just finishing up now. And the site that I run, the Utada.org site, is got all sorts of fun things going on. We do a lot of projects, and we have a very big active community of people who have cameras and now want to do things with them.
So do you see this community evolving and growing?
Oh, absolutely. We're going to be doing some portfolio things, and we have a few projects up our sleeve that we'll be doing over the summer. What happens is you get these hundreds of people from all over the world who have similar interests and similar sensibilities, and we provide a place for them to do things that they like to do together.
And how could we get in touch with you, Catherine, if we have an idea or just a question from your book?
You could write to me at Catherine@CatherineJamieson.com. I'm very visible and available on Flickr. If anybody's a Flickr member, I have a group there. And I speak to anybody who speaks to me.
Well, this is certainly an excellent book, and I think I'm going to start a photo blog. We haven't done it yet. You've inspired me.
Good.
I was talking to the webmaster the other day, and I said, well, shoot, we're having this wonderful person on the show, and we're not really bloggers ourselves, and there's a whole community out there. It's really growing fast, I know.
It's just unbelievable. Actually, I think the reason I said yes when they asked me to write the book was because I got so many emails from people saying, how do you start one? How do you make one happen?
Yeah. Well, and I really enjoy the photography we have up on our site today. I just wanted to ask you a couple of quick questions about some of these photos.
Sure.
At Photo Mall. The one photograph here down in the lower right-hand corner, photograph number 9, a person's face. And it seems like I've seen that on television. They've used a similar type. How do you shoot a photograph like that?
Is this the one with the all white background?
Yes, yes.
That's actually a composite. That was a photograph in which I printed out and then did pastel things on top of and then re-photographed. So that's one of my created things. But it doesn't look all that much different than when I took the original photograph. It's just more. I tend to do things by hand that most people would do in Photoshop.
Wow. Well, what are some of the common elements that are in your earliest work that you're using in your current work then?
I would say that it's my love of only one or two or three objects in the frame and them being very distinct in either color, shape, or texture. Is the same. It's the constant ever since I've been taking photographs.
Simplicity, it looks to me like, is a big key to your photography success.
Yeah, it really is. I like to move the things that aren't necessary sort of out of the story.
Yeah, it's wonderful. What's changed since you first started? Whoops, we're running out of time. Quickly.
The cameras got better.
Wonderful. Well, thank you for being on the show, Catherine Jameson.
Much.
Check out her book, Create Your Own Photo Blog. You've been listening to the Shutterbug Magazine radio show, syndicated by Brain Food Media, global food for thought. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you still flipping between applications to touch up, categorize, organize, share, and back up your digital images? If so, then it's time to get serious. Created by professionals for professionals, StudioLine Photo does it all, and it's easy enough that you won't need a degree to use it. Simply load your images, add captions, descriptions, and keywords. Correct exposure, color tones, and other imperfections. Then print your albums, burn DVDs, publish to the internet, or send photos as email. With StudioLine's batch functions, it doesn't matter if you're working on one photo or hundreds. You'll work faster and better with StudioLine. Don't spend hundreds of dollars to end up with less. If you have a digital camera and a Windows computer, get StudioLine Photo at electronics, office, and photo stores for only $49. Or download a free trial at www.studioline.us.
Talk to me.
Information, news, and entertainment on demand.
WSRadio.com.
If you're a professional photographer looking for a complete solution for selling your photos on the internet, you need to check out morephotos.com. With morephotos.com, you have a complete arsenal of tools to add your own photos to the front page. Create a huge portfolio or gallery section to show what you can do and even advertise your products, services, and prices. From viewing to sales, you will increase your productivity and your customer satisfaction. You'll be able to protect your photos from theft with watermarks. Create different price lists for different events. Build a database of your customers for mass mailings, Christmas card lists, or satisfaction follow-up. Do you want to personalize your products for your customers and skyrocket your sales? No problem. Morephotos.com can do it. You'll have everything you need to create a professional-looking website and collect the money without having to become a web designer or a programmer. Find out more by logging on to morephotos.com.
If you struggle with quality when it comes to your product shots or would like to bring them in-house to save money, consider Photosimile. This PC-controlled photography studio is like having a professional photographer on staff. In fact, in seconds, anyone can use Photosimile to obtain professional photography results. The controlled lighting environment inside of the light box yields shadow-free images that are perfect for websites, online auctions, product catalogs, and more. Simply place items in the light box, preview them on your monitor, and click Snap in the Photosimile software to take a picture. Images are automatically sent from camera to PC via USB for immediate viewing, editing, and saving. Photosimile also features watermarking, annotation, and batch saving capabilities. To learn more about Photosimile and how you can take product pictures like a pro, go to photosimile.com. That's photo, S-I-M-I-L-E.com.
Your photos should be on a postcard. Go to getcashforphotos.com and get a free 7-part course on how to select photos that sell. You can make money from photos you've already taken if you know how to select them. And that's exactly what you'll learn in How to Select Photos That Sell. You'll get surefire tips that have kept professional photographers in business year after year. Tips like what to look for in photos that double their selling price, how to beat the competition, and when you should take multiple shots of your subject. Not only will you be able to select profitable photos, you'll automatically start taking photos that sell, no matter where you are, even if you're on vacation. Imagine how you'll feel and how impressed your friends will be when they see your photo on the cover of a national magazine or on a postcard. To get your free 7-part course, go to getcashforphotos.com. That's getcashforphotos.com.
If you've ever missed an eBay auction because you weren't at a computer, you've got to try this free service from unwiredbuyer.com. Now you can bid at eBay auctions from anywhere using your cell phone. Here's how it works. 3 minutes before the auction ends, you'll get a call.
This is Unwired Buyer calling about your eBay auction status. Please enter your 4-digit PIN number now. Currently, you are not the high bidder. To enter the minimum bid of $12, press pound. Congratulations! Your bid placed through Unwired Buyer was successful. Currently, you are the high bidder.
If anybody outbids you, Unwired Buyer immediately lets you know, so you can place your bid so fast you can oftentimes beat out sniping software. If you want to hear this message more often...
You have won the auction. Please check your email for information from eBay.
Then go to unwiredbuyer.com and register for free. Unwiredbuyer.com.
Talk to me.
Welcome back to Shutterbug Magazine Radio with your host, Jack Warren.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Shutterbug Magazine show. I'm Jack, the voice of photographers. This segment of the show is brought to you by Photosimile.com, the home of your PC-controlled studio in a box. Go to Photosimile.com. And this segment, we're going to have Mike Connors, who's the co-founder of morephotos.com. Mike has helped more photographers become successful than you can shake a stick at his website, morephotos.com. And last week we began a series, about how to start up a photography business. And Mike, welcome back.
Hey, thanks, Jack.
And we were talking last week, Mike, about you need a business name, you need a domain name. We talked a little bit about logos and prints and printing and layouts. We talked about business cards, letterhead. We talked about a little bit about location. And then we concluded with some information about websites, and we learned even more about photo blogs today. How about that? I don't know if you had a chance to listen to the show. I know you're out of town, but did you listen to the segment on photo blogging?
No, I didn't. I will have to do that later.
Yeah, you got to go back. That's the great thing about internet radio, isn't it? You can listen in the archives and go back later and pick it up. Well, just to bring you up to speed, these photo blogs are really doing well on the internet. I think we need to include in our little discussion in the future about not only having a website, but having a photo blog as well to help you sell your prints and sell your images. The next point we had on our topic of discussion was advertising. And Mike, what can you tell us about advertising if you're starting a photography business?
Well, advertising is really tough. I always look at it like a double-edged sword. You do too much of it, you get cut, or you do too little, you get cut. Basically, you have to figure out a medium there that you can handle and get through the month. But you got the phone book ads, you got trade publications like wedding publications or so, local publications that you want to advertise if you're a wedding photographer.
Well, let me stop you there for a second. Let's take phone books, for instance. I know the prices are all over the board on phone books. Is there a particular location you want to be in a phone book?
Well, they say that the phone book companies always try to get you to have the biggest ads, so you're the first one in the lineup. But I did a seminar not too long ago, and he had everybody had a phone book on their table, and he said, okay, turn to, say, photography, and stop at the first page you hit. Well, everybody went from the back to the front, so that was kind of an interesting little lesson for everybody, that people actually take a phone book and they go from the back to the front, not the front to the back.
That is interesting.
So that's, the theory of being the first one is not a good theory, but you really don't, with photography, I don't think you really need to take a huge ad out by no means in any phone book. But you should at least have a little square or little type of ad in there that tells you what you do, if you're a wedding photographer, sports photographer, whatever. Because a lot of photographers don't do certain things. So if somebody's going through the phone book and they call the first person or the first three people and they go, oh, we don't do weddings or we don't do sports, well, then people start getting discouraged. So after that, they're going to start scanning the list of people that actually do what they want to do or need, actually. So that's always a huge...
So describe or give some kind of description of your specialties is what you're saying.
Yeah, and you don't have to go crazy on spending a whole lot of money doing that. Yeah, you most definitely do. But the funny thing, I was going to Nebraska to go to the Nebraska show recently, and I wanted to stop and see my son. And I told him, I was going to stay with him in the dorms. And I said, give me a hotel room. And he's like, okay. And he's having a hard time. I'm on the cell phone with him. And I go, look up at the phone book. And he goes, Dad, this is the second time I've ever looked at a phone book in my life. And he's 23 years old. So the phone books are, short-lived. I mean, to a point, the young generation, they don't use them.
Yeah,
web is, the way to go. But you definitely have to have the listings in there. He's only 23, obviously. Some of your clientele are older than that. But
Hey, now be careful. Well, what about other publications?
I like the wedding publications if you're a wedding photographer because, they really pinpoint your audience very well. There's a lot of local ones, obviously, throughout the country now, and I think they do a really nice job.
Mm-hmm.
If you do, with portraits and that type of stuff, it's really hard to figure out where you're going to market to. But if you take wedding photography, you can look at everybody that's in front of you before they're going to get to the photographer, like the bridal shops are going to talk to first, the caterers, the reception facilities, and so you kind of put a list together who's in front of you that they might see first, and then you try to network with those people. Obviously, if you're a wedding photographer, the wedding consultants are going to be a good resource. There's a website called bridalassn.com called Bridal Association.
Mm-hmm.
They abbreviate the association, so it's bridalassn.com. And they have, I think they're in 32 countries. They have... what I would do is get in there and ask for all the bridal consultants within like a 50, 60 mile radius of you and to meet with them and talk to them, show them your stuff, because they can send you a wedding on a silver platter, basically.
There's nothing like word of mouth advertising.
Right, a little networking. There's groups now that form in the cities or even little towns that they're called breakfast meetings, and they meet first thing in the morning, and they try to network between each other, all business people. And one of the photographers I talked to recently said he's gotten a lot of jobs off that. Of course, you have to be a morning person because the meeting's at 7 in the morning.
There you go. Well, let me ask you this. What about merchant accounts?
Oh, the credit cards?
Yeah. How do we get involved with a merchant account? First of all, we should have a bank account with our name or business name on it, right?
Oh, absolutely. You don't have to do all that. Merchant accounts, people are really afraid of merchant accounts, and I kind of don't blame them at first because it used to be really expensive to get into a merchant account.
Uh-huh.
And they want like 3-year contracts, and you'd have to get the machine. It cost you about $1,200, $1,300, and then you're looking at like $35, $45 a month. Well, nowadays it's totally different. You don't need any machine anymore.
Yeah.
It's all done on the web, so the setup costs are, instead of $1,500 or $1,200, it's like maybe $100, $150. And instead of paying all the, it's gotten to about anywhere between $10 and $25 a month. $10 a month if you just, you know, taking cards. If you're taking them across the internet, which is called real time processing,
mm-hmm.
that means it's verified before they even leave the website.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's an extra $10 or $15. So you'd pay about $25 a month. You would be able to take credit cards anytime over the phone, at location. And then on the internet, it would verify it right then and there. So $25 a month, you know.
Yeah, it's pretty reasonable.
I mean, it's really a no-brainer. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you know, some of the photographers use PayPal, which is owned by eBay.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a pretty good system. If you're just selling stuff on the web in your shopping cart, that might work okay. You know, you don't have a monthly fee for that.
Mm-hmm.
But give you an example. If you had your regular merchant account, you're going to pay about 2.35% as a going rate right now.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to pay $25 a month and maybe 10 cents per transaction. With eBay, or PayPal, you would pay 2.95% for every transaction. So that's not a whole lot more, 0.7% mm-hmm. more or something. But you don't have the monthly fee.
Oh.
So it's just done on people using it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's real convenient if you just doing stuff on the web, but if you want to take deposits and reorders on the phone or at location or whatever, then PayPal is probably not the best solution. But it is a really slick solution if you're just doing stuff on the web and that's all you want to take credit cards for.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's another topic here and that we have on our list, and that's contracts. And maybe we can get Jim Motke in on that. Jim, are you there?
I am. Hi, Jack. Hi, Mike.
Hey, Jim.
How you doing?
We're talking about starting a business, and Jim, one of the things that every business owner should have are some contracts. What I know about it is I know you need invoices, and I know you need a standard contract where you're writing somebody up and saying, well, I'm going to go do a photo shoot for you. Do you have any advice on contracts?
Well, I once had a contract out on me, and I'll tell you.
No, we're talking business here.
Oh, this is the photography show.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, you know, contracts are, it's just a written way to, you know, get your authorization and your agreement settled. And, you know, my general thought on contracts is just not to worry too much about them. Meaning you definitely want to do them, but what I mean is just don't get it to be something where it's like stopping the deal. You know, all this, you know, I've been listening to you and Mike talk, and all of it depends on what arena you're working in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're working as a wedding photographer, you may not need to do that merchant account and getting a deal with a verification company, because you'll likely just take a check from your client. So it all depends on what you're selling.
Mm-hmm.
And along the same lines, you know, what arena you're actually going into with your business. If you find that you are a fine art photographer and you would really like to sell your images on the web or in, you know, art shows,
mm-hmm.
then you need probably some sort of payment processing, but you don't need a contract, obviously. With a wedding situation, when I was doing weddings, honestly, you know, don't try this at home, but I didn't do contracts.
Uh-oh.
I just went for it. And
okay,
nowadays,
don't anybody listen to that now.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, there's
nowadays
couple,
I would.
Go ahead, Mike.
There's a couple wording in a contract. Like the only real thing that a lot of guys are doing now, instead of saying deposits, say retainer.
Mm-hmm.
If you use retainer in your contract, then that's like, it helps you I mean, you basically get to keep it no matter what. If it's a deposit, then you're pretty apt to have them give it back. So that's one of the wordings they've used in contracts in the last, you know, several years. That's how the lawyers do it. They retainer for this, so that then there's no giving that money back. If it's a deposit, they can actually demand it back.
But we got to agree with Jim, though. There are times, like when you're first starting out, where contracts are not going to be critical. You're just going to take a check, right?
Right. Yeah, it depends on what you're doing and what is on the line. You know, you want to be concerned about liability if you are, you know, photographing someone's wedding. You know, you turn on the TV and you see those little law shows every once in a while where some, you know, public local court, someone's getting sued because they messed up the wedding photos.
Yeah, we don't want to scare people away from starting a photography business. Really.
No, and I kind of disagree with Jim about the credit card thing. I think that everybody should have a merchant account because people will spend a lot more money with you if they can put it on a card. If you're asking them to put it on a check, they have to have that money in the checking account. And any photographer I've ever talked to that started taking credit cards, their orders have gone up at least 15% to 20% because, let's get that. Well, they say, well, I have to have the cash now, you know, then that really kind of limits them to a point.
Right. And where would betterphoto.com be without credit cards? I mean, you can't buy all the courses you want.
Oh,
listen,
absolutely.
You guys, this is a great conversation. Why don't both of you hang on and we'll go into the next segment. You've been listening to the Shutterbug Magazine radio show right here, and it's syndicated by Brain Food Media, Global Food for Thought. I'm Jack Warren. Stay with us. More about starting up your photography business.
Are you overwhelmed with all the choices for buying a digital camera? Do your eyes glaze over when reading about resolution and removable media? Well, BetterPhoto.com can help with our unique digital camera calculator. You can find your ideal digital camera in 5 minutes or less. You don't have to know squat about megapixels, histograms, or any other techno-geek features. Just click on a series of pictures so we know the kinds of photos you want to take. And in just a few seconds, you'll get an unbiased list of different digital cameras that'll be perfect for you and your budget. And we'll tell you exactly why we picked those specific cameras from the over 800 cameras in our database. You'll be absolutely sure you're getting exactly the camera you want. And best of all, it's free. Wouldn't you rather be taking pictures instead of researching cameras? Let our digital camera calculator take the frustration out of buying a digital camera. Visit BetterPhoto.com now.
If you want eBay shoppers to stop clicking and start drooling over your items on your eBay auction or eBay store, take a look at Photo Studio in a Box at WSRadioMall.com. Photo Studio in a Box is a complete solution for people who aren't photographers. You'll shoot breathtaking photos that will give your eBay sales a kick in the pants. Your photos will come to life with vibrant color. They'll be crisp, clear, and without shadows. They'll have the same look and feel as photos you see on websites of major corporations. All you need is a digital camera because Photo Studio in a Box is a complete solution. It comes in two sizes and includes lights, light tent, camera stand, and a carrying case. It's small, lightweight, and easy to set up anywhere. In just minutes, you can set up and start taking professional quality photos that will grab the eyeballs of eBay shoppers and leave your competitors fighting for the leftovers. Go to WSRadioMall.com and check out Photo Studio in a Box. That's WSRadioMall.com.
CameraPrices.com has reviews, ratings, and prices on digital cameras, memory cards, lenses, and other camera gear. It's a popular website among photographers, students, small business owners, and parents. Anyone who wants to save time and money. Don't waste hours browsing dozens of websites to find the best deal. Visit CameraPrices.com and find what you're looking for and where to buy. It's easy. Just search by price, brand, or other common specs and find your gear in minutes. Before you buy, read our store ratings, which are bias-free because they're written by consumers just like you. Now you can compare store ratings, reviews, and prices to get the best deal from a trustworthy store. And here's a popular feature for those on a budget. Use our price drop alert. It's free. Just tell us the lowest price you want to pay. The moment the price drops within your budget, we'll email you the details. This service alone can save shoppers hundreds of dollars daily. Next time you think of buying camera gear, visit cameraprices.com.
If you want to stop eBay shoppers dead in their tracks with attention-getting photos, check out the Deflector from sharppics.com. The Deflector is a portable studio for product photography that resembles a large briefcase. It unfolds into a tabletop background stand with an integrated reflective background that gives you web-quality pictures with your own digital camera. You get an even white background without hassle and without hours of editing. Your items will look like they're floating in air, just like the glossy photos you see in Premier mail-order catalogs. The Deflector is your own personal photo studio designed to work with a flash as the main light source. Eye-catching pictures can skyrocket your sales on eBay. And now, with the Deflector, your products will stand out from the rest. And at a fraction of the cost and none of the headaches of hiring a professional photographer. Here's your secret weapon to outsell the competition. Finally, web-quality photography for the rest of us. Go to sharppics.com. That's sharpics.com.
Are you still flipping between applications to touch up, categorize, organize, share, and back up your digital images? If so, then it's time to get serious. Created by professionals for professionals, StudioLine Photo does it all, and it's easy enough that you won't need a degree to use it. Simply load your images, add captions, descriptions, and keywords. Correct exposure, color tones, and other imperfections. Then print your albums, burn DVDs, publish to the internet, or send photos as email. With StudioLine's batch functions, it doesn't matter if you're working on one photo or hundreds. You'll work faster and better with StudioLine. Don't spend hundreds of dollars to end up with less. If you have a digital camera and a Windows computer, get StudioLine Photo at electronics, office, and photo stores for only $49. Or download a free trial at www.studioline.us.
Talk to me.
Information, news, and entertainment on demand.
WSRadio.com.
Talk to me.
Welcome back to Shutterbug Magazine Radio with your host, Jack Warren.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back. I'm Jack, the voice of photographers, and I have with me the co-founder of morephotos.com. He's giving us some great business advice, and the founder of betterphoto.com, who is also contributing. Now, gentlemen, go to your corners and come out swinging. Okay, now we were talking about contracts. Everybody has an opinion here, but I think that we put out some good information there. I think my opinion is if you start out without one, you're probably okay, but you should probably develop one fairly soon.
That's a really good point, Jack, and that's exactly what I say. I think Mike had a great point that, yeah, you know, any way you can take payment, it's very valuable. And you bring up a good idea that really, what you want to do is just think of it in phases. The first phase is you got to get it working. However you can, you just got to get working. And, you know, you employ friends, you do whatever you can, and you keep your day job, and not because you're not a good photographer, but because it's going to take a year or two to really get going.
You agree with that, Mike?
Oh, yeah, I would say at least 2 or 3 years to really get going on something like this. But, you know, some people get lucky once in a while, obviously. But
exactly, yeah. And you mentioned earlier, Jack, word of mouth. And to me, that's the best advertising that you can have out there. So you get working, you do quality work, and, you know, the best advice we could give people is plan for at least 2 years and just be aware that, you know, Mike's right. You can get lucky, but you might catch that big fish. But
Well, speaking of catching the big fish, you need good gear to catch the big fish. And Mike wanted me to be sure to ask you if you have any suggestions about lighting and camera equipment.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. You know, the thing that obviously we would recommend everyone to start out with is a digital SLR. It almost goes without saying, but you don't want to be out there shooting, you know, with a compact digital camera. There, you know, you might be able to get decent shots, but beyond that point, there is such a thing as image. And for years, wedding photographers have used Hasselblads because it makes them look more professional, in addition to being a good camera system. But you know, I really love, I've talked about this in past shows, Jack, I really love digital SLRs. I don't recommend one particular brand. I just tell people that, you know, you got to find what feels good in your hands, what makes sense to you intuitively, and what works with the lenses that you need. So then, you know, you combine that with a good lens. Oh, and by the way, with the camera bodies, you get two. You have to make sure that you have a backup. You know, there's nothing like having your camera go down when you're doing
it. Oh, boy, that's for sure.
Yeah, so you get two cameras, you know, a selection of lenses, the most important being like around a 28 to 105 or 135. That around 100 millimeters is going to be your sweet spot for most of your portraiture. And, you know, and then you get an external accessory flash. You don't rely on the on-camera flash. They're just terrible. So you get an external flash and a quantum battery pack to keep that flash going. And that, you know, usually clips onto your belt or something like that. And then, you know, if you really want to get going, like it sounds like Mike was interested in, you know, you can get portable, you know, accessory lights if you're going to be really going. You know, when I was working, I'm the kind of guy where I kind of like to try to work fast, keep it simple, and don't overwhelm myself with too much, you know, that could go wrong. So I would tend to travel light and just work with available light and my on-camera accessory external flash rather than, you know, like a couple studio lights.
Right. Now, something is portable you can get around with.
Yeah.
What kind of price you think you're looking at, like setting up the basic cameras and lighting?
That's a really good question. You said price, right, Mike?
Yeah, I mean, what kind of investment, you know, if I'm... I want to jump into this right now. What kind of investment do you think I need? Would I need about $5,000, $10,000?
Yeah, what I would do is, not to scare anyone off, you know, I would say, okay, to get going, you want at least a $1,500 camera body and probably one or two lenses, which could put you back about $1,500 or more as well. So baseline, you're talking about $4,000. And then, you know, $5,000 if you do get that extra camera body. You know, and what happens with a lot of people with the camera bodies is they already have, say, a Canon 10D or a Nikon D50.
15 seconds.
And then they just add on to it, and then they're in business.
All right. Thanks, Jim. Thanks, Mike. We'll see you guys again next time. You've been listening to the Shutterbug Magazine radio show syndicated by Brain Food Media. Don't forget to check out all the great discounts on clubwsradio.com as well. We'll see you next time on Shutterbug Magazine Radio.
If you're a professional photographer looking for a complete solution for selling your photos on the internet, you need to check out morephotos.com. With morephotos.com, you have a complete arsenal of tools to add your own photos to the front page, create a huge portfolio or gallery section to show what you can do, and even advertise your products, services, and prices. From viewing to sales, you will increase your productivity and your customer satisfaction. You'll be able to protect your photos from theft with watermarks, create different price lists for different events, build a database of your customers for mass mailings, Christmas card lists, or satisfaction follow-up. Do you want to personalize your products for your customers and skyrocket your sales? No problem. Morephotos.com can do it. You'll have everything you need to create a professional-looking website and collect the money without having to become a web designer or a programmer. Find out more by logging on to morephotos.com.